This is City Cafe. I'm John Lemley. In 1993, they were the recipients of the National Endowment for the Arts Heritage Fellowship. The McIntosh County Shouters are known for their compelling fusion of dance-like movement, singing, and percussion from a long tradition on the Georgia coast. The group's in Atlanta this week for a special performance, and it's on Shane Harrison's current list of budget-friendly events for the coming week. Shane Harrison is events editor for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution and joins us now. Thank you for coming in.
It's my pleasure.
Now, Shane, the tradition at the heart of this group goes back to slave times.
Yes, it does. And actually, it even comes from Africa, some of the traditions that they do. The community there in McIntosh County, which is a very small little place, is a very tight-knit community. They've kept these traditions alive. And the shouting itself, they're called the McIntosh County Shouters, and a lot of people think that that refers to the singing itself. The word shout, they believe, goes back to an old Arabic word that has something to do with dancing. So it's not the word shout, not an English word shout. So this is a very, very old tradition. There's a great opportunity this week. They're going to be doing it at Georgia State University's Copleff Recital Hall on Friday at 8 p.m. And the greatest thing about it is it's completely free. But of course, this is going to be a very popular thing, so they ask that you call and make reservations in advance.
Shane, earlier this month, the world was all abuzz about the discovery of bones belonging to a king in a Leicester, England car park, the remains of Richard III. However, this weekend, here in Atlanta, it will be love that you can find in a parking lot.
Yes, Solange Knowles, who did a song called Love in a Parking Lot. Be performing at Masquerade tonight. So you'll get to hear something about love in a parking lot. And it won't have anything to do with Richard III, but, you know. She is Beyoncé's sister. And like Beyoncé, she usually goes by just Solange. She's a little more out there than her sister. She's a little more adventurous in many ways. Mm-hmm. You know, she tends to hang out sometimes with indie rock artists. It's not just your straight-ahead pop type stuff. And I think she'll fit in perfectly at the Masquerade as well, which is where she's going to be performing tonight. That's going to be at 7 o'clock tonight, and the tickets are $22.
Shane, for those of us who keep well-stocked bird feeders, there's nothing quite as exciting as this time of year, watching the birds come back from their wintering grounds, wherever that might be in South America, around the equator, as they come back north for spring and summer. The migratory patterns and rituals of birds is actually at the heart of a children's book that was never published.
Yeah, that's right. It's called Pedro, and it was a book by Athos Menaboni, who was an Atlanta artist. He is known as Atlanta's Audubon, actually, and he spent the early part of his career painting birds, and now they found something else. It's called Pedro. It was a children's book, and he did all of these beautiful illustrations for it, and of course, it involves birds. The title character is a bird, and it follows his migratory patterns. And Kennesaw State will be showing all of the artwork from the book, and it's some beautiful stuff. You can actually go online and see what it looks like. It's really gorgeous. This is at the Don Russell Clayton Gallery on Kennesaw State University campus, and it's running through May 2nd.
Well, Shane, we look forward to having you back next Thursday with another batch of budget-friendly events. Thank you so much for coming in.
Well, thanks for having me.
For more information about any of these inexpensive happenings, you can head to our website now. We're at wabe.org/citycafe.